Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Quelich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quelich. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fonseca moves to third. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Watwood moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quelich. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-0 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Stone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stone. Frazier moves to third. Blue moves to second. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Frazier scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frazier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Frazier. Alexander moves to second. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 0-for-1 in the game. Quelich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Blue strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stone who is chasing the ball. Sullivan reaches third base with a triple. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball towards center. Stone catches it and throws to home to double up Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Quelich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 0 for 2 in the game. Quelich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sissel for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Tate reaches second base with a double. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tate scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Sullivan reaches third base with a triple. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Quelich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Charlie Sullivan. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Bridges now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone strikes out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quelich hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tate juggles the ball. That's an error on Tate. Gehringer moves to third. Quelich moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.